Consumer credit is booming in Russia. During the early years of its transition from communism to capitalism, Russia's economy was largely cash-only. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that Russia is making a new transition from paper to plastic.
Until recently, 43-year-old Tanya would have had to save for months or years to buy the mink coat she's got her eye on today, a garment she says is no luxury.
For a woman my age, a fur coat, even a mink coat, is a necessity.
The coat's $2,500 price tag is five times the $500 a month Tanya makes as a chef with a private Russian firm. Nonetheless, that salary puts her in the 20% of Moscovites considered middle class, anyone with a family income of $350 a month or more. It's people like Tanya that Russian capitalists are courting after years of catering to the nouveau riche. The wealthiest 1% or so of Russians have credit cards, often backed by their employers. But Tanya doesn't. She's paying $800 in cash for the coat at Snezhnaya Karalyeva, or Snow Queen. The remainder she'll pay in installments over the next year. A local bank handles loans to customers for Snow Queen, one of many Moscow retailers where consumers can get fast credit approvals. Olga, a saleswoman, says Snow Queen is now doing 80 deals a day on credit. Olga reads an exhaustive questionnaire asking buyers about their place of work, income, phone numbers, and the income of relatives. Russian banks stayed away from issuing small consumer loans until the last couple of years. Rossiyskiy Kredit Bank is one of two Russian banks to specialize in handing out small consumer loans. Manager Dmitry Rudenko proudly describes his work as that of a pioneer. Most of our clients are not new Russians, Rudenko says, referring to the nouveau riche. They're just regular people, government workers, teachers, and small business people. The real Russian middle class, he says. Rudenko says that when Rossiyskiy Kredit decided on its niche of issuing small consumer loans, it entered uncharted waters.
In America, banks use credit bureaus and credit scoring systems. We had to issue loans and build our own credit bureau at the same time, all the while trying to avoid going broke.
Rudenko says Rossiyskiy Kredit Bank has now compiled credit information on 1 million Russians. Economist Andrei Ivanov says diligent collection techniques have kept default rates low for banks like Rossiyskiy Kredit. So he expects larger Russian banks to enter the sector.
We see booming consumption and booming structural changes in the retail network. And this consumer lending niche, I think, is most attractive business for them.
For lenders, adding to the attractiveness are the sky-high interest rates. Rossiyskiy Kredit charges up to 40% annual interest in inflation-adjusted terms. Despite this, its business doubled last year. Marketing research analyst Masha Vakatova acknowledges many Russians have a poor grasp of the pitfalls of paying exorbitant interest rates. In addition, she notes there's a uniquely Russian social dynamic at work.
The very impulse of the Russian person who gets a salary is to spend it. Much less people say that they're saving money for a rainy day.
In a sense, this is rational behavior. Many Russians have been robbed by currency devaluations and redenominations over the years. The banking system partially collapsed just 5 years ago. And Vakatova says a legendary live-for-the-moment fatalism makes middle-class Russians perfect candidates for Rossiyskiy Kredit's slogan of "there's no sense in putting off life until tomorrow." That's the attitude of Tanya, who's just put on the $2,500 mink coat after being approved for credit. She says she doesn't care about the 40% interest rate on her new purchase.
I don't even count the interest rate. I don't care about the extra money I have to pay in order to make myself happy. I bought the coat, and it's mine. Otherwise, how many years would I have to save to buy it?
Tanya says that for middle-class Russians like herself, the temptations of consumerism are impossible to resist after decades of empty shelves. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.